This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The presidential campaign has hit high gear now that Mitt Romney is all but certain to face President Barack Obama in the fall. Up on Capitol Hill, the battle over who'll sign or veto Congress's bills next year has been blazing all year. In two key votes this week, many Republicans seem to fall into step with Mr. Romney. NPR's David Wellner has the story.
Here's something lawmakers have known about for a long time. The 3.4% interest rate for federally subsidized college loans will double on July 1st, unless Congress acts. Still, for months, Republican lawmakers ignored Democrats' calls for action. In fact, the budget House Republicans recently passed, and Mitt Romney endorsed, assumes student loan rates will double to 6.8%. But then on Monday, just as President Obama began talking up the issue on college campuses in three states, Romney declared he did not want those rates to go up.
I fully support the effort to extend the low interest rate on student loans.
And on Wednesday, at a hastily called news conference, House Speaker John Boehner said he, too, wanted to avoid a student loan rate hike.
Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the aisle here on the Capitol have long agreed this was a problem that must be addressed.
Boehner was asked by a reporter if he was doing Romney's bidding.
I'm doing my own.
But another leading House Republican says GOP lawmakers are closing ranks around presumptive nominee Romney. David Dreyer is chairman of the Rules Committee.
But it's going to be no secret that as we head into the conventions and the campaign itself and into the fall, we're going to be, singing from the same page.
At the White House, spokesman Jay Carney gave President Obama credit for the Republicans' about-face on student loans.
We know what their position was. We are glad they changed it. And they changed it in large part because the president took his argument out to the country, and they felt that pressure.
So I've called on Congress to prevent this from happening. What we said is simple. Now is not the time to make school more expensive for our young people.
That's the president Tuesday slow jamming a student loan fix alongside talk show host Jimmy Fallon. Yesterday, House Republicans passed legislation extending the subsidized student loans for another year. Unlike the Senate Democrats' bill, which pays for the fix by closing a tax loophole, the House bill is paid for by abolishing the new health care law's Prevention and Public Health Fund. That prompted a veto threat from the White House and scorn from House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
They say, okay, we won't allow it to double, but we're going to take the money from women's health. Should be no surprise to anyone because they have an ongoing assault on women's health, and this is in their budget, and this is just a continuation of that.
Speaker Boehner responded, angrily pounding the podium.
Now we're going to have a fight over women's health. Give me a break. This is the latest plank in the so-called war on women. Entirely created by my colleagues across the aisle for political gain.
Meanwhile, 15 Senate Republicans joined forces with Democrats this week to reauthorize the 1994 Violence Against Women Act. They did so after Romney said he supported the measure. That drew ridicule from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
The Etch-a-Sketch is coming sooner than I thought. He's for our education bill, now he's for violence against women. Great.
Claremont McKenna College congressional expert Jack Pitney says this year's election has clearly required some fast repositioning on Capitol Hill.
No doubt Republicans are feeling pressure not only from Romney's position, but from constituent communications. These are measures that enjoy a lot of support in the general public, and Republicans are responding to that, looking ahead to the fall election.
And hoping they'll widen their party's base of support. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.